Well, Gavin, you're getting set to make the long trip to Tipperary this weekend. Your side are no stranger to these kind of away days. Are you looking forward to it?
Oh, we are. Right? Look, we're always looking forward to it. Like, obviously, the travel and the trip wasn't ideal, but as I say, we probably travel as much as any League of Ireland team in the country this last couple of years. This season, this is our 14th fixture, and we've been in Waterford, we've been in Monaghan, we've been in Enniskillen, and now we're in Tipperary this weekend. So it's a huge expense in the club and a real test for them in terms of, but they always come up with the goods, and like that, we'd be well looked after when we're away. So when we travel, we do it properly, and we're there, we're trying to win the game, you know, so the preparation will be good.
Yeah, and I presume it's been fairly difficult to get much of an insight into the kind of challenge you'll face. Have you been able to find out much about the opposition?
No, very little. No, we played, so last season in the quarter final of the of this cup competition, we played Clonmel Celtic away, which was quite a tough game, and they were a very good side. Raycross actually beat them in an early round this year, so a wee bit of a surprise result apparently, but at the same time, they're obviously decent enough if they dispose of a team like Clonmel. So, look, we'll be taking them for granted. We're away from home. We don't know the facilities. We don't know really much about their players or their team. So, we're going to prepare properly and be right to try and win the match.
Yeah, and you're in the fourth round now as defending FAI Junior Cup champions, and Raycross will of course know that. From their point of view, they'll be aiming to take a big scalp at the weekend. Does the defending champions tag add any more pressure to you?
Look, our team's been used to winning over the years, and I suppose every team we play, it's a sort of a big game for them as such, as it is for ourselves. But we have sort of noticed even locally this year, it seems to be a wee bit more of a bigger game for teams that we're playing against. Teams are definitely preparing more and more up for games against us. No, we have noticed a sort of a slight shift in that. So obviously with winning that Junior Cup, that has brought that attention to us, you know.
Yeah. What about the season so far, Gavin? You're still unbeaten in the league, but Buncrana Hearts, I mean, they've made a blistering start with 7 wins from 7. Aileach there on your shoulder as well. It's shaping up to be quite the battle for league honours in Inishowen.
It is, yeah. That's very competitive. Like, we've had two draws, two tough games, Kilmaine and Aileach. We've won every other game this season. But again, as I said, we're noticing teams are well up for it. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tight. We're a bit behind at the minute, but we still have a lot of games to play. And as you said, Buncrana are winning every week. So, look, at the minute, they're the team to beat in the league.
Yeah, the league is certainly interesting, but it'd be nice to be in the hat for the next round of the FAI Junior Cup on Sunday evening. It would make that trip back up the road a bit easier.
Oh, absolutely. Our full focus is on that. Look, this was an amazing year last year, one of 5 trophies. With the FAI Junior Cup, obviously the main one, and that feeling and that the memories that we created last year would be brilliant and lovely to try and recreate this year, you know. So look, that our main aim this week is to try and be in the hat for the next round and win the game, and all going well, we'll do that. And obviously there's 3 other Donegal clubs through this stage, so look, we wish them all the best, and hopefully all 4 clubs get the right results at the weekend as well.
Yeah, hopefully. And finally for me, Gavin, do you have a full squad to choose from on Sunday, or anybody that can't travel because of the time or the travel distance or any injury concerns?
We have a couple of injury concerns. Finn McClure's out, and Adam McLaughlin is just back in training after almost the guts of a year out with a bad injury. So he's still not fit and available, but he's back in training. That's about it, really. Everybody else is fit and available and ready to go. So, look, we've a tough team to pick. We've a tough squad to pick, 18. So, it'll be a few decisions to be made over the weekend, you know.
Well, best of luck this weekend and with the rest of the season. Thanks very much for talking to us, Gavin.
That's great, Mark. Thank you very much.
Alia of the Jackie Crossan Premier Division in the Inishowen League. They are at home to Blackforge. It's a Dublin side, and the manager of Alia is Declan Lynch. Delighted that he has joined us on the line. Declan, nice to get a run in the FAI Junior Cup out of the county and against a team that I suspect most people up here maybe know very little about. Indeed, what do you know about them?
Very little as well, because I believe they have two teams in the cup draw, so I don't even know which team we're playing or which league they're in. So we're a wee bit in the dark, but saying that, I'm sure they're in the dark with us too. But yeah, it's good to get a cup tie against a Dublin team, just to sort of test ourselves and show what level we're at here on a showing. So it'd be good.
Yeah, now no doubt the fact that they've got out of Dublin, they must be half decent. And for yourselves, getting out of Inishowen and getting out of Donegal is not easy. So tell us about your path so far.
Yeah, so we've actually had three games up to this point to get into round four, I believe. So it's been a tough, we've had a few tough fixtures in there. I believe we had Wade fixture to Lagan Harps. And then just to get into this round, we played a good competitive Clonmany Shamrock team. And then, yes, look, Inishowen, it's a good level. It's a good competitive level. But as you say, a team that comes out of Dublin, look, we're not going to be sort of underestimating them, because they're going to travel up from Dublin and they're not just going to be any pushover. So it's going to be a very, very tough tie. And both teams will be looking to get into that tough round.
Yeah, well, you're in good form at the moment. You beat Glenay United away 5-3 in the Ulster Cup, and in the Jackie Crossan Premier Division, I think you're third in the table. So it's been a positive start to the season.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's been really positive, especially for me just coming in there at the start of the season and getting to work with the lads. But it's down to the work from the coaching staff, but more importantly, it's down to the players. And the players we have are a really, really good, strong group, and they're all committed, because they've all got working lives and family lives and stuff where they commit at junior level and they get the results they have. It's down to them, so it's a credit to them, and they fully deserve getting to the next round of this cup here.
Yeah, so prior to taking over this role, you had been up with Glen Torran, involved there, head coach with the under-20s and the reserves.
Yes. So I was living in New Zealand, so it was about 8 years ago. And then when we moved back to Belfast, there was just I had to get in with an academy. And fortunately enough, I got in with Glen Torran. And then I worked my way through Glen Torran age groups up until more recently was the reserves and the under-20s. So it was good environment. They learn. And using a lot of what I learned now, what I've taken into senior football with AIA. So it's good.
And at the start of the season, I know you made a number of signings, the likes of Darren and Shane McGonigal, and a Derry City legend, Gareth McGlynn.
Yes. Well, look, that ad always helps, especially when you've got players with that experience coming in. But I have to give credit to Tommy McGonigal. He was the one to get Darren and Shane over the line. Like, so he can take credit for that. But I'm reaping the rewards, because it's been two brilliant signings. And then with Gareth then, with his experience and sort of the standards he set within training, it's been great. So it's been really good to work with this group of players.
Yeah, and for the younger guys coming through to be playing with players who've played at League of Ireland level, you know, I'm sure that's a great boost for them as well.
Oh, 100%. It's because even in training, them experienced boys, no matter what they do, they don't want to lose. So they set them standards, and it doesn't matter if you're young or not, they'll still keep you in check. So it's good to have that, and it's good to sort of have that sort of players who played in the League of Ireland and stuff and had that pathway, because they all started at AIA too. So it just shows them there is a pathway.
Yeah, well, a great club, you've great facilities, 64 teams still in the FAI Junior Cup. It's a really difficult cup to go all the way in, but Cockhill Celtic doing it last year, and the likes of Buncrana and Letterkenny and Bonagie have all had good runs in recent years. Fannett United, they're still involved this year. So, you know, lots of the big names. What would it mean for everybody in AIA to get a good run in this competition?
I think it's more the excitement of just another sort of big fixture coming our way. And it's just, you know, AIA, it's like a community club. So everyone who can, they'll get down and they'll support the team. And it's more to get people out on a Sunday. They enjoy a game of football. They see the local lads know doing well, especially going up against the likes of other teams in across Ireland. They say the likes of Cockhull, like, they've been sort of the strength of Inishowen. They show that there is good level teams up around this neck of the woods. It's good to compete. They show that.
And finally, Declan, you know, it'd be great to advance to the last 32 and who knows, another home draw. And it really keeps the whole momentum for the season going.
Yeah, no, definitely. That's the thing. Look, the two teams playing on Sunday, you'd be guaranteed that both teams want to get into that next round. So they'll be coming. So all we can do is prepare for it. We trained last night. We'll train on Friday night. And then it's up to the boys then the Sunday. They go out and show what they're capable of, and hopefully that's a performance that will see us into the last 32, as you said.
Stephen McConnell, manager of Letterkenny Rovers, another cup run beckons. Indeed, to get out of Donegal is an achievement, I suppose, in itself, given the quality up here at the moment. Your opponents this weekend, Peak Villa, fair to say they're one of the big names in junior soccer, a bit like yourselves.
Yeah, they're a big name, as you said. Like, they were semi-finalists last year, and they're always there thereabouts in the previous year. So we were work cut out, but it's nice to get a home draw for a change. Last year we had four aways in a row down to Wexford, Galway and Tipperary, amongst other places. So it was nice to get a home draw on the way for a start.
Yeah, and you're going into this game on the back of some decent results in both the Ulster Junior Cup and indeed in the Brian McCormack Premier Division of the Donegal League.
Yeah, we've got off to a good start, thankfully. We haven't been beat. We drew the first league game and we've won every other game, which is credit to the players and the work we're doing. So hopefully we can carry that on to this weekend.
Yeah, and at the start of the season, Stephen, you know, the FAI Junior Cup, did you sit down and really say, you know, we're going to give this a really big push this year, because you weren't too far away the last couple of years?
Yeah, we had a good run that last year, and we were 1-1-0 in the quarter, the last round of 16, and we can see the two injury time goals to stop us getting into the quarter final, and hopefully we can put it right this year. But I'd be lying if I said we didn't sit down and talk about what we could do in this cup. But we have to win on Sunday, or all that talk is out the window.
Yeah, now it's a long old campaign, many rounds in this competition, and it's not just about the first 11 on the pitch. You do need a big enough squad.
Oh, you do, surely. Like, as Gavin Cullen told me last year with Cork Hull, you need a squad challenging this cup, and I think that's one of our strong points at the minute. Like, what we're putting off the bench is not weakening us in any way, shape or form. It's a bit of a selection headache, but it's something that we pride ourselves on, and it's been doing us well so far.
Yeah, and how do you compare this season's side to last season? Are you playing pretty much the same tactics? Have you altered anything?
We've one or two wee changes now. I'll not give too much away, but we've brought in a few strong players and a few good signings, so it's definitely stepped us up in terms of ability and I suppose the playing squad too. Yeah. But you need them all. Like we've got off to a flying start, as I said, and that's because of the squad we have and what we've added in.
Now, I see Peak Villa have played 7 games in their league in Tipperary. It's a good league, the likes of St. Michael's, a couple of teams from Clonmel in it. They've won 6 out of 7, they've lost 1. Have you done much homework on them this year, or are you fairly okay from other years?
Of course. Like, once the draw is made, you start picking up the phone and you ring around and you ask a few questions. Thankfully, I have a couple of contacts now that we've progressed in this cup a few years. And yeah, we had someone down watching them on Sunday. They lost 2 St. Michael's in the top of the table class. Both teams were undefeated. They were beat 3-0 now, but again, St. Michael's have a lot of quality, and Peak were missing their star man. So we have a bit of information, obviously. We'll try and keep a wee bit close to our chest. But yeah, we had eyes down watching them at the weekend there, and we have a bit of, I suppose, a player profile on some of them, and know the danger men and stuff we got there. So hopefully we can just prepare right this week and we'll see where it takes us.
And finally, what's the mood like within the camp? The players very much looking forward to it?
Yeah, very much so. Like, we trained last night, and obviously you don't look too far ahead. So last week it was all preparation for Fannad, and last night, like, the mood was good. I suppose we had a big win against Fannad, and the boys are buzzing now to get ready for Sunday.
Well, Arthur Lynch, manager of Fannett United, an away draw in the FAI Junior Cup against St John's Athletic of Roscommon. I know when we spoke previously, I think you mentioned that years ago Fannett may have met this side before.
I think they did. I met quite a number of years ago. That's before my time now. I think it was actually down in Roscommon that day as well. As far as I know, Fannett might have won that game, so I'm sort of hoping for the same result again this time if we can manage it.
So how do you prepare for a game like this? Have you had word back, or have anybody watched them? Have you some feedback on them?
I've tried to find out a bit. You know, there's a few people there, you know, that that would be involved down that side that I know, so they were able to give me a bit of feedback all right, which is always useful. But at the same time, you sort of have to, you have to just take it, you know, take it as it comes on the day, and, you know, look after yourself probably as much as possible, you know.
Yeah. Now, your own form, a little bit patchy of late. You certainly don't want to be making a cup exit, and no doubt the guys will be well prepared and really keen to get through to the next round of the competition.
Oh, they are. Now, look, we've had a couple of tough weeks there, all right, but at the same time, last week we were beaten at Kenny, but we made a few mistakes, which, you know, eventually cost us a game. But overall, I thought we competed very well. I didn't think there was a whole lot on it, to be honest, apart from those mistakes. And that, you know, you only look at it from your own point of view, but from where I was standing, that's sort of the way I took it, you know. Look, we do have a few people who are hoping going to be more available this weekend. It just gives us a few more options we're able to strengthen, you know. So we're hoping as well, you know, that they have the bit of bite to go and challenge and get into the next round of the competition. Like at the start of the season, we were hoping to get a run on it. That ideally, you'd like to get a home tie, but you know, we're away now in this one, and it is what it is. So we're really looking forward to it and hoping to give a good account of ourselves, you know.
Yeah, and sometimes these trips out of the county, you know, they do no harm for team morale and bringing guys together and can create a bit of momentum in themselves.
Absolutely. You know, found that for ourselves down the years, you know, when being involved in them. You know, if you can get a result, especially, you know, but no, it definitely does help to gel a bunch, you know. And like coming off the back of the last 2 weeks, you're probably not going to get a whole lot tougher, you know, no matter where you go. So that's good preparation for us as well. Like, so although we didn't get the results we wanted, they'll still stand to us. And like I've got great belief in the bunch of players we have. I've no doubt they're going to kick on and, you know, won games again. And just hope it starts this Sunday, you know.
Yeah, well, as you've mentioned, you know, having lost to Bonagie and Letterkenny in successive weeks, two of the top sides in the county, in some respects, good preparation for a game like this. At the end of the day, you just have to go out there and everybody give it their best and hope you can progress.
That's all you can do, you know. Like, you know, you're looking at the teams that are in Donegal at the moment. The standard's really high. There's probably five or six teams in the Premier Division. There's not a whole lot between them. You know, anybody can beat anyone on a given day. And that will stand to all teams involved, you know, and every competition going forward.